Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey, this is Irene here with you. Faith, Love, and Trends right here on CBiz Media. And we are talking about the reality show Love and Translation. It just wrapped. And for those of you that don't know, this is another TLC reality show that has to do with love. And in this case, we have three American men choosing between women all from different countries. It kind of has Bachelor vibes, except all these women are from other countries. They cannot speak English, or they have trouble with English. And at the beginning of this whole process, they must try to communicate in other ways. They have games and things that they have the different cast members play with each other to kind of get to know each other, body language things, and all these other ways that they could communicate, and just kind of throwing them into it and seeing what happens. So I'm just reviewing the final episode. I think I saw the first episode, and in passing, I've seen things here and there about it. So I do kind of know the gist of the show. Later on, they give them devices so that they can translate each other's languages, they can understand each other better. But by that time, the guys have kind of narrowed some of their choices down as to the women that they're interested in. So we're going to get into the closing of this series, Love and Translation, for this season anyway. The first ever season on TLC. It was something a little bit different. And I'm not sure how successful it was as far as the fans, but I'm going to share my thoughts as I share the closing of this show, Love and Translation. And if you were in this situation, are you able to, or do you think you can find love with someone that you can't verbally communicate with? So that's the question of the day. And that's what this whole show has kind of brought up. They've also done tests and scientific studies on things like this. So this was kind of like a study in a way, and see what happens. So we're going to get into it.
Your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, Love, and Trends. Thank you.
So I'm going to tell you briefly the journey of these guys as they close their journey on Love and Translation. Trip was kind of the all-American Caucasian guy, 30 years old. He ended up picking a lady, and I believe she's from Colombia. She's 28. So she was his choice, his finalized choice. He narrowed his choice down to her. And they both chose each other. They cared about each other. They said, I love you. And though they're still trying to figure out how to talk, communicate, or whatnot, and they have to use their phones and devices, you know, the love was there. Then we have Dylan, who was 21, and Tule was his choice, who was 25. But it was a whole issue with Tule and Yam, because Dylan slept with Yam, but he was supposed to be courting Tule at the same time. And Yam is 29, so their age difference is somewhat large, an 8-year age difference between Dylan and Yam, but he found himself attracted to her as well as Tule, kind of pursued things with Tule, slept with her. Slept with Yam, and Tule said, you know, if you're going to continue to sleep with her, go ahead, but I'm not going to continue to be a part of this process, and I'm not going to be an option for you if you're going to sleep with her. So as far as I know, Tule was not sleeping with him, but she was one of his options, one of his choices. So Yam kind of reveals later on, he said, you know, okay, I won't sleep with her again, and I still want you as my option. So Yam later reveals, you know, they didn't have sex again, but they did everything but have sex, so they were sexual with each other. So he kind of skirted the line as to far as Yam says, you know, he skirted the line and they basically did everything but have sex. But they were very sexual with each other. Later on, he, you know, he still has Yam as an option. He wasn't sure it was between Tule and Yam. And Yam reveals she has an 8-year-old child. So, you know, he still says he has feelings for her. And at the end of the day, we have to see basically what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, he says, you know, he doesn't think that he's able to be a father. And, you know, that's more than what he's able to do at this time. He's being a 21-year-old, Yam being 29, and her child being 8. Very understandable. So he chose Tule, who was 25, and they had a bond the whole time. But, you know, I respect Tule for being particular, saying, you know, I'm not going to be the other woman in this situation, and you're sleeping with her, and if you choose me, I'm not gonna, you know, participate in that. It's kind of like once you make a connection with somebody, in a way you're cheating on that connection if you go sleep with someone else. You know, they all have their choices as to what they can do and want to do in this whole scenario. But I don't know if that was a rule for them to do that or not to do that, but I don't think it was any rule. But Tule set that rule for herself, and she didn't want to be put in that position. So I respect her choice, and Dylan did as well. He chose the one that he didn't sleep with, Tule, who was 25, and finally made that choice with her. He said it was really because he wasn't ready to be a father. Maybe so, but maybe Yam kind of presented herself a little bit too openly and allowed him a little bit too much leeway and sexual freedom with her. And, you know, that may speak something to her character and what she's into and what she may do with some other guy. So I don't know. And for Dylan, you know, I'd keep my eye on him because he skirted the line as far as Yam said. You know, he basically did everything else he could possibly do with her beyond sex. So Tule did confront him at the end. He said, no, we didn't have sex, which he may be speaking the truth, but I do believe that there's some truth to what Yam said. He said they slept in the same bed together, but they didn't have sex. But hey, they did everything else. So how was he still respecting the relationship that he is in with Tule? Honestly, I don't think he was. So I would keep one eye open with when it came to him. They're together and she chose him as well. And she's happy that, you know, he didn't sleep with her. But, you know, sometimes it's the in-between things, sometimes it's the unspoken things, sometimes, you know, it's the things that are in between that, you know, what can I get away with is the vibe that I get from him. I'll do what I can get away with and what she'll tolerate. I'll go to the end of the line, but I just won't do that thing so she won't be mad. That's the type of thing that I wouldn't want, and the type of relationship I wouldn't want. But again, we're dealing with a man that's 21 years old. He's now looking at a buffet of women where he has an option to possibly sleep with. So that's the scenario. They're all youngish, but he's the youngest. And I believe that they definitely need to, especially the males that are young, have to kind of grow up and you know, realize that, you know, what's the important thing about relationships and whatnot. So I think sometimes these processes and these things that people go through, especially on these dating shows, and you're in your early 20s, you're not going to be grown up enough or take it seriously enough for this to be a lasting relationship. It may be a good first relationship for him, but I don't know if it'll be his final relationship or his or a marriage. And I do like the fact that they said, okay, would you be my girlfriend? It wasn't like Bachelorette where they have to make this full commitment and they have to get engaged and get married, which I think that's a good idea. It's just, you know, take it slow. you know, say, okay, I would like a relationship with you, but let's just start there. It makes more sense than people jumping right into marriage and fiance type scenarios. All right. So now we have Khalil, who's 24, and Jennifer, who's 24, as well as Ari. And he had a choice between Ari, who's from Japan, she's 20, and Jennifer, who was from Brazil, who's 24. Again, the sleeping together scenario came up, and Khalil did sleep with Jennifer. He had the option again between Ari and Jennifer, was his picks of the women that he was interested in. And he did the thing that Dylan did and slept with Jennifer. And Jennifer's from Brazil, Ari's from Japan, and on my YouTube, I kind of mentioned Ari. They're very conservative in Japan. Eye contact with men and all these things are things that you don't usually do, I'm sure, unless you are in a committed relationship, marriage, etc. So even eye contact is a thing where they don't even make a lot of eye contact with each other. Especially if they're strangers or if there's an authority figure or something like that. So she's very conservative in her beliefs. Khalil really liked her and thought she was a great person, but sexually he was more into Jennifer and they did have sex. And Ari kind of aired things out, so to speak, amongst the ladies and said, you know, we're from two different cultures, Jennifer, you're from Brazil, and I think they're maybe more open to having sex with people versus Japan, where she says they're more conservative and that's not something that they would do until they had a certain connection with someone at some point. And basically it was something that she just wouldn't do during this process. Jennifer took it harshly and said, you know, you're trying to shame me for my sexual freedom and all of that, and trying to make what I did negative. And Ari was trying to, you know, say, no, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to say, you know, I was thinking maybe I need to sleep with him too so I can level this playing field. But that would be foolish of me to do that. I respect Ari and her mindset and her and how she feels. I respect both ladies. I feel like everyone deserves respect at the end of the day. But I'm more on the side of Ari as far as respecting your body and taking your time. And being on a reality show, I don't feel that that's even a place to sleep with someone, because there's too much going on as far as being on network TV, cameras everywhere. I wouldn't feel comfortable in that scenario either, sleeping with someone, you know. And I know a lot of people in the dating culture, the hookup culture, they're in their 20s as well. In this time, season, and generation, people are just sleeping together because it feels right at that time, or they're having fun, or even if there is a connection. So again, they kind of did like a bachelor style thing and said, you know, you can choose between Ari and Jennifer. So he was going to break the news to Ari, but before he could, you know, first he told her how great she was, which is always a good way to start. And Aries, the one he didn't sleep with, she basically said, you know, I choose myself. I learned a lot about myself and things that I probably would have never done. I see myself in a new light. Maybe she's less reserved. She's less conservative at this time because she's learned herself more, but she still has her respect, which she feels like she is. Basically, she says, I am Japanese and I respect my culture, and I know more now than ever that I am Japanese, and this is the culture that I identify with over American culture and how things may be done there. So it's respect for each other's cultures, respect for people, respect for each other's mindsets. Just like the Christian culture, yes, in the Christian culture, we don't do what regular people or regular dating lifestyle is. I won't say regular people. We don't do regular dating. We are definitely more conservative. We are, you know, we consult the Lord when it comes to our love and relationship matters. And we try not to fall into the bed, because we know that that's a place where, you know, we can judge by our lust and judge by how good it feels versus judge with our mind and with our spirit if we should be with this person or not. So I like the fact that, you know, it became, okay, this is my culture and it should be respected. It's different, okay, but I respect it, I embrace it, and you should be able to embrace your culture and how you feel, just like Jennifer being from Brazil. But Brazil, she said, you know, don't talk about my culture that way, you know, it's not a negative thing, and you can't really stereotype us, and it's also not negative at the same time to sleep with somebody if you want to as a woman. she basically said it was misogynistic or whatever that she would say that. But again, Aerie, I feel like she had no ill will toward her. She was just stating her feelings, and I'm glad she was brave enough to, because again, in her culture, it seems like you'd be demure, you're quiet, you may, you know, be afraid to stand up and step up. But she stood up for her values, her belief system, in front of the young lady that was kind of her her competition. So and she told Khalil, you know, I choose myself, you don't even have to, I'm not even gonna put you through choosing me, because you know, I choose myself and I know who I am, and this process showed me even more who I am. So that was a beautiful thing, and it makes me think of some of these rom-coms, and you know, the ones that end where the woman chooses herself and she's not so caught up on the guy and what he wants and what he thinks. And we'll have times like that in our lives where we will have to choose ourselves, and I think that's a good example. But we will also have times in our lives where we will be able to choose that person that God has for us, and that'll be a sign as well. But Khalil chose Jennifer, and they had a bond, they had a vibe with each other. They did sleep together and they had to connect, so he chose her to be his girlfriend. And then they show the aftermath, and they say you can go to TLC to see more of how the couples are doing, and who knows, they may have some more programs or shows to continue this conversation on this show. But all the couples are together. Tripp, who was 30, and Letty, who was 28, they had some struggles, but they kind of came back together, met each other's family. All the couples seem to be going strong at this time, and they're not letting the distance get in the way, because they've gone back to their own countries. Of course, the guys are American and the women are from other countries. They've gone back to their own countries, but they're still making things work, trying to see each other, trying to, you know, stay connected. So everything looks good so far. Wish the best for all of these couples. Maybe they'll make it to marriage, maybe they'll make it last, or maybe they'll learn some lessons. Maybe this will be their first love or their second love, and they've kind of come out of their comfort zone. Now they know that they can endure some of the relationship issues that people say you can't endure, such as, hey, we're from different countries, we can't communicate properly. Well, I've seen many still get together, even get married. It's been done on 90 Day Fiancé as well, and they've been able to debunk that issue and overcome that and still be in a loving relationship. Another thing is the distance, and oh, we're not in the same area, we're like miles and miles and miles away, countries away, but yet you can still, and they've also shown that in 90 days as well, has shown that you can actually get through those situations. It can be a struggle, and some people don't get through that, but if you really love and care about someone, you can overcome anything. And basically, love conquers all. Love can overcome any issue at the end of the day, and I think that's kind of what this show was trying to tell us. And you know, love has no bounds. It could go across countries, it can go across different lines of communications. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So that was a great lesson for this show. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue to watch it, if it continues on to new seasons, but I think it was a good show, good lessons in it, and all the best for these couples. All right, guys, any thoughts, comments, if you want to connect with me, you want to be a guest here with me and chat about these different topics when it comes to faith, love, and trends, let's do it. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. This is Irene. All the best. God bless.